People addicted to gambling often risk losing everything just for the rush of the next bet. Gambling addiction is always hard to talk about, but it's even tougher in some communities. WOSU's Adora Namigade reports that's led to an outreach effort by two local organizations.
Hey, Chow.
Hey, Adora.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I am doing well, thank you. Chao Zhang props up his cell phone on his apartment desk to chat over Skype. It's midnight where he lives in Fujian province in China. He just finished up a degree at Ohio State University in August. It was a rough year.
At first, I would just want to try gambling because it's illegal in my country. And I went to a concert in Las Vegas and that was my very first time gamble.
Before long, he was hooked and eventually lost more than $1,000 at Columbus's Hollywood Casino. So he sought help at Mary Haven. But he can't tell any of his family.
No, it's like culture difference. Like, it's a very big mistake, and I cannot let any of my family know about it.
Cambodian senior Vincent Long agrees that his culture also does not openly discuss gambling. We spoke through a translator.
Even your really close friends, and I just want to tell them, even my friend gambling problems, and I want to tell them to stop it. They don't want to tell me still.
He says that's due to a culture of preserving honor, something of importance in several Asian communities. Mary Haven Gambling Intervention Program Specialist George Hicks says Asian Americans are among the four groups most at risk for problem gambling. The others are men under the age of 25, seniors, and African-American men.
We started outreaches in the different communities, but they can never get access into the Asian community.
So Hicks reached out to Danny Nam with the nonprofit Asian-American Community Services.
And I kind of chuckled a little bit because there's so many different groups, and each one of us, as he mentioned, have different histories, different circumstances why they're here.
He had to start with the fact that gambling isn't always problematic in Asian communities.
But it is a prominent part, you know, of our culture. And a lot of times, whether it's, you know, like a community celebrations, so Koreans might play hwato when they get together for New Year's. Vietnamese might shoot dice with the different animals. I don't want to, you know, butcher the pronunciation, but kids grow up playing that.
Nam and Hicks put together community profiles of 11 Asian American groups in Columbus, including Cambodians and Koreans. The state took interest in the project, and now Hicks and Nam want to put together the 7 largest Asian groups in Columbus for a focus group on gambling. They eventually hope to train social workers who work in Asian American communities. Adora Namigade, WOSU News.